It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and plenty on the way, the Savo guys.
What a show.
What do you mean, plenty? We've got one of the biggest stars in the world joining us later this hour.
Do we?
Because,
I don't think we do.
That's weird because you remember it, though.
Yeah, I know. I interviewed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're not usually this crappy about our guests.
No, because you fooled me and I'm humiliated.
Biggest stars in the world. Stay tuned to hear that play out a bit later on this hour.
That
what's up next?
Star has inspired my booty drop today. You can find me in the club. Hit the clubs, makes me want to hit the club. Hit the clubs. Yeah. I ain't saying she a gold digger. We're playing in sexy bad. We're gonna whack.
Big Boss Booty Drop.
Okay. I realised that you were going to tease it as a surprise and you weren't going to say who the big star was.
Yeah, but maybe they just listened to this song. What is it?
It's
No,
J-Lo.
Just give us the tune. Oh.
J-Lo's Get Right.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. This star loves that song.
Yeah, and did Bickers get the star right? Get it? Tune in later this hour.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we got a bit of a problem in our house.
Uh-oh.
I've never toilet trained any of my kids.
What?
No. Like, I just did not train them. They just stopped using nappies. My sister-in-law gave me this amazing advice. She'd had four kids, and when I had Ollie, and I said to her, how do I toilet train? She says, don't worry about it. You're never going to see a kid going to school in nappies. At some point, they'll work out they don't want to wear them anymore, and you don't worry about it, right?
For the people who have just tuned in, this is the household who famously goes through a plunger about every 3 months because of the vigorous use that they put it through.
We're very regular. All five members of our household are very regular.
I don't want to say anything disparaging. Good on you.
Right. Anyway, Ollie, it worked. He just said to me one day, I don't want to wear nappies anymore. And on we went with our lives. It was magical. Same thing happened with Evie, right? Mm. We're getting to Addie, though, and I think she is going to cause me some trouble because she's very switched on and very communicative. Mm. She's very verbal. And so she can tell me really what's going on inside her head. So, for example, and she's only two and not even two and a half yet. So I wouldn't even try to toilet train her because I don't want all those months of back and forth.
What age does it usually happen?
5, 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah, of course. I remember for me it was grade 4. I was
anyway,
doing long jump and the other kids had started to talk.
Long jump's not when you want to work out that you're not toilet trained.
Yes.
Anyway, she now tells us when she needs to do poo. So the other day she's sitting on Chris and she says, Addie needs to do poo.
Oh, does she talk about herself in third person?
Yes.
That's so cute.
And in that point I go, shall we get the potty? She says, nah, just go on my pants. Right? So she's fully aware that she's got the option to go in the potty. But she's like, why would I when I can just go in my pants?
Okay.
Then she goes in her pants and then she says, need changing. So then we have to change her. So she's got the whole routine down pat.
Yep.
Only I feel like I'm being played just a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Do you think the state of the toilets in your house has anything to do with it?
No, she's got her own potty. We don't use her potty.
Don't you?
Well, when things get desperate.
Can I use her potty next time I'm there? Because at the moment I'd rather use a truck stop than your house.
Oh, I know. Someone came over the other day that we don't know very well and they went into the guest bathroom and then when they left, for a second I thought, God, they've left a real mess. And then I went, oh, no, that was there. And they went, must have thought, what's happening?
Yeah. It may as well be called the guest bathroom, as in guess which giant animal has been in here. Is this a horse that somehow backed itself in?
So it's quite sticky.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
Anyway, the other day.
Last time I was in there, it looked like someone had reverse kanged it.
The other day in the park.
Yeah.
Because she normally is regular, but in the morning she gets it out the way, right?
Normally regular.
As we
you
all
say
are.
It like she's had a long black and is ready to go.
No, that's just her routine.
Yeah.
We're a morning poo family, right?
And you're a morning, midday, afternoon, whenever you want family.
And we got to the park in the afternoon and I hadn't brought nappies or wipes. Three poos in the park.
Well, she's yours.
I had to get, like, I asked my mother-in-law. So she had two spare nappies rolling around the bottom of the car. Oh. So she had to go back twice. We didn't have wipes. So then I was using that paper towel from the toilet anyway. I think I'm going to have to toilet train.
I think you will, yes. But just, I don't know whose toilet again.
Yeah, maybe we can all get the training at the same time.
Do they have bigger bogs for regular families?
So when I went to pick the toilet for our house and we did our renovation, you had small, medium, more small, medium, large. And I thought, we don't need a large.
Oh, mate.
So we only got a medium. And I often sit on the toilet and think, this toilet's not big enough.
Yeah, you need a family size.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because what do we always say on this show?
Best listeners in the biz on our show.
That is what we say. Because
no, we love our listeners.
We do. They're awesome.
They're funny. They're weird, which is fabulous because we are weird.
Like us. None more so than gorgeous Rick. He spoke to us earlier in the week. This was him. We were talking about I sing songs for items. So like when French fries get put in front of me, I say, sexy fries. Or when I see a MacPack product, a MacPack. All on the floor, MacPack. This was Rick.
Rick, finally, are you a weirdo like Tommy?
What do you sing, Rick?
I mainly sing, I sing a lot of songs, but the one I sing to my wife is, I changed I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner to I Want to See Your Boobies.
and give it to us. I'm just going to pretend to be your wife. So sing it to me, Rick.
I want to see your boobies.
You can't talk to Carrie.
I beg you to show me.
Pretty great.
It is pretty great. And you know what I thought as we left that break and said goodbye to Rick? I thought, I want to hear more.
Do
you? That's what I thought. I want more Rick in my life.
Yes. I'm only half naked. I need to hear more from Rick.
Fortunately, Rick got in touch with our show because he thought we'd want to hear more.
Yes.
He sent us in his full boobies song.
You have taken so much time. So much time to think things over. To not show me now would be a crime. Cause they'll get saggy as you get older.
Oh.
You had mountains I'd love to climb.
Oh,
no wonder why you get bad shoulders. I even wrote you a song.
Oh,
I wanna see your boobies.
Oh, okay. I think we get it. We got it. We're good.
Play it again.
He's going to rival Shakira. Big mountains I want to climb.
No, hers are small and humble.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, oh. He's going to take on her song.
I get it. Sorry. Just say it twice. I'll get it. Jesse, is it true that Rick said in more than one song?
He actually has. I feel like it's the beginnings of an album. I think he has quite a few.
I didn't know. Oh. This is great because we can have.
Are they all about boobies?
Most of them about boobies. There's a couple other ones, but we'll stick to the boobie ones.
Okay.
We can have Rick and B Fridays.
Instead of R&B
Fridays. Rick and Blues Fridays.
Instead of playing Rick Astley, we'll play this Rick.
Do we play Rick
Probably
Astley?
Probably not.
Okay. Not as much as we play Rick. What else you got?
So, you know the song by Pharrell Williams?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, well, Rick.
For a second, I was like, geez, Rick sounds exactly like him.
Rick has a version of that as well.
You say your boobs are very young.
Is he recording this on his Casio?
Inflated balloons falling from the air. I don't see them soon, it won't be fair. Here's why. Cause they'll get saggy if you don't show me soon. Those things will hit the floor.
I love how he's threatening that he'll make them sad.
Oh my gosh!
Okay,
we didn't listen to this before. And I'm so glad we made that decision.
I'm scared to ask. Is there any more?
No, that's it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bickers, the time is here for our huge celebrity interview.
For my humiliation.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean. I told my spray tanner about this interview. I was that excited. I told anybody that would listen about who I was about to interview.
So many, many weeks ago, this plan was hatched. And then producer Annabelle, this is from many weeks ago, she came into the studio and she pitched this guest. Now, you were the only one who didn't know what was going on.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And see if you can pick. Sonda is definitely getting better at acting, our executive producer of this show. But see if you can pick the moment where I think her acting got a bit too much. It's when she said, actually, J-Lo, here it is.
Ages ago, I got in touch with this digital head of something for J-Lo Enterprises or something, and he's emailed me today saying that her J-Lo beauty range is coming to Australia and he's happy for her to do one Aussie interview.
Is this actually Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. So apparently her line is coming to Australia in April and she wants to do one chat.
One radio chat?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. It makes sense if J-Lo is going to have an exclusive, it's going to be with the Aussie J-Lo.
I don't think he knows that part.
So the stage was set.
That's when I thought 3 months ago, that's when I first heard that you and I were going to interview the one and only J-Lo.
Yeah. And now cut to the day before our big interview with J-Lo. And we'd been told that there was a few no-go zones, as is often the case with huge stars such as J-Lo, or as Sonda would say, actually Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
The biggest no-go zone we got told was no relationship stuff, no becoming recently single stuff.
Yeah.
This is our meeting from the day before.
What time's tomorrow?
Well, we'll just talk to her about Carrie being the Aussie J-Lo, right? And then I'll just say, hey, J-Lozzie, now that you're single, what do you reckon about the big dog over here?
He's really joking.
Okay.
I'm not. Why don't you never let me ask our guests that?
He's not going to ask about a relationship.
Yeah. Though.
Why?
Why are you even entertaining this? Let's talk about the actual thing.
How long?
I'm going to tell her that you're the Aussie J-Lo.
I'm definitely not.
Why are you the Australian J-Lo?
Just I like her. I never said, I mean, I know I said it.
Yes, you did.
But
you said it heaps.
What's wrong? Why is she so ridiculously hot? I reckon she's the most beautiful woman in the entire world.
Is that why you're the Aussie J-Lo?
I think she's got the hottest body of any female celebrity. And she's just naturally so beautiful.
I'm going to go in strong on relationships. I was trying to be sleazy to make
you
awkward.
I'm glad you cut out the bit I said at the end of that.
And you were being sleazy.
Do you remember what I said at the end
Yes,
of that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
I would love to go to dinner with her at some point.
Dinner for two. And then
Chris can come. Just, I reckon he'd be up for that.
He would. He definitely would. Just before the interview. Now, keep in mind, we don't have J-Lo.
And if you have just joined us here, if you've just joined into this chat, I think I am about to interview my, like, full-on celebrity, like, icon, J-Lo.
And I wanted to try and make you a bit nervous by throwing off a new attitude that I was trying.
I've got a new approach to interviewing today.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm freewheeling.
What's your favourite J-Lo song?
Get right.
Absolutely. Can you put someone in the background?
Yeah.
I feel like we've got to get in the mood.
You can get right. That's how we get ready for an interview.
The daggiest team I've ever heard. Oh, God.
I didn't listen to the whole bit of that grab because I assumed we went back to talking about the interview. We just sung Get Right for the whole
time. As a team. It was fun,
as
though.
A team.
It certainly got us up about for the non-J-Lo interview we were about
to do. But we knew we didn't have J-Lo, so we were nervous. You should have been prepping.
I was prepped.
You were singing Get Right.
Yeah, that's prepping.
Mate, that's unprofessional.
Got to get in the zone.
Anyway, you're going to see how Carrie interviewing who she thought was Jennifer Lopez.
Now, Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo right around the country. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you have just joined us, we are in the middle of reliving.
We're in the middle of a stitch-up what we're in the middle of.
Yes. Earlier in the week, we organised an interview with J-Lo, but the catch was J-Wo was not going to be part of the interview.
When you say we, the entire team, yes, but me,
yes,
organised an interview, yes, with J-Lo.
Yes, you were what's known in the business as the jokey.
I was the jokey.
Yes.
I was thinking I was about to interview the one and only, my absolute celebrity crush. Love this woman, J-Lo.
Yes. Yeah. And so we're just about to go to the interview, which you kick off with a lot of energy because, yeah, you are chatting to, you think, your idol.
Oh, God, this is so we've been told there was she sounds so much like her.
We've been told there was a few no-go zones.
Yes.
The first major one being her relationship status and her...
With A-Rod.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her being newly single.
Yeah.
This is the interview, how it played out with you thinking at this time that we are chatting actually to the one and only Jennifer Lopez.
And it is time to welcome to the show the one, the only Jennifer Lopez. Welcome.
Oh, hello. How are you, Carrie, Tommy?
We're very, very excited to have you on the show today. I'm very excited that we're getting J-Lo glow in Australia. We're so far away, people forget about us, but
yes!
Not you.
I'm happy you guys are getting it as well. It's been a hit. It's been amazing. And I'm glad that you guys can get it in Australia as well.
J-Lo, I don't know if you're aware of this, but did you know you're talking to someone who considers herself the Aussie J-Lo?
Oh, my God.
I you know, I was told that production just told me that earlier, and I said, well, I have to see her. You're beautiful. You're stunning, and I want to send you some of my J-Lo glow. You're beautiful. They're showing me your picture right now.
Okay, and as you can see, I am clearly not. I can't believe I'm saying these words out loud. I'm clearly not the Aussie J-Lo. I'm a big fan, though. Let's talk about J-Lo.
Hang on. I reckon you should ask the question you wanted to ask. J-Lo, Carrie really wanted to ask you how you get your body so amazing.
Have you guys ever done choreography 8 hours a day, 5-6 days a week?
I better get to it then. Is that all it takes?
All the time.
Do you have vices? Do you drink coffee? Do you drink wine? Or are you pretty good with what goes in your body?
I don't drink coffee. I don't really drink a lot of alcohol at all unless it's a special occasion.
That might rule our Aussie J-Lo out because Carrie here is an absolute drunk. J-Lo, I need to ask, and feel free obviously not to answer this question, but is something that gives you the J-Lo glow, is it being single again?
No. Does the J-Lo glow... I don't think I understood that very well.
Oh, okay. Sorry, because I wasn't sure. I know it's a bit cheeky, but we did see photos of you recently with Ben Affleck, and I just wasn't sure if Bennifer was maybe back on the cards.
No, we won't talk about that today, but no, you know, media. What can I say? You know, media will do anything.
Okay.
But,
I guess what I just wanted to suggest, just to put it out there in the universe, because I know, you know, I won't get the chance to maybe say this ever again, but have you thought about an Australian now?
Is that what you're trying to get to? Not now that
you've
said all that.
I have had an Australian friend. I've had an Australian male friend. No, as of right now, I don't have an Australian male man in my life, but I'm available.
Oh, that's good to know.
I mean, if you ever come out here and the producers passed on my phone number, just have it. Just so if ever it's an option, I know you won't, but if ever, you know, I'm just going to leave.
Tommy, I'm winking at you right now over the phone. I'm winking at you right now. Thank you.
I'm definitely not glowing bright red with embarrassment.
Thank you so much. Thank you for putting up with my co-host here. And come back down under sometime soon.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tommy. We love you guys. Thanks so much.
I mean, it sounds a lot like J-Lo.
Mm.
Yes.
But it wasn't J-Lo.
No, and at that point in the interview, I was ready to kill you. because you had asked all the things we were told we couldn't ask. And I was dying inside.
Well, people couldn't hear then, but you'll be able to see on the video at Carrie Tommy Show, you were making a lot of gesticulations in my direction.
What are you doing?
And trying to right the ship back on course. Well, up next, we'll play the moment that we revealed to you who you were actually chatting to and what had actually gone down. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you have just joined us, we are knee-deep in prank town because we've just played an interview that we did with J-Lo Bickers.
Yeah, I thought I was interviewing Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
3 months in the making this interview's been.
Yes.
Yep. And we just did it. You took me by surprise because we were told we couldn't ask about her relationship status or talk about any of that stuff.
Mm.
And you went in right deep into her relationship status almost immediately in the chat. And I was dying inside.
And what you're about to hear is the moment the interview ends and there's a bit of silence from your end, which the listeners should realise was actually you pushing your chair back and then laying down on the ground.
I was so stressed out.
Here it is.
We love you guys. Thanks so much.
Hi.
Clear.
What?
Need to be at one with the ground.
What?
Oh,
I told you I was going with a new freewheeling.
I know, it's good. It's real good. I just need to regroup.
What? Why? What's wrong? That was okay, wasn't it?
It's great. It's good. It ended really well. It ended in the place you wanted it to end, but there was a little middle ground where I was like, what is this happening?
What do you mean? That's fine, wasn't it?
No, it was great. She winked at you over the phone. I mean, she winked at you, mate. But the bit when you started with the I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? You're going to kill me. I just need to process it. It's just a lock.
maybe you should process it with the caller that we've got here. Do you want to chuck them up, Jess? Hello there on the phone. Would you mind identifying yourself, please?
My name is Connie Pena. I'm Jennifer Lopez tribute artist official.
Oh,
double.
Wow, you're very good. Did we not just speak to J-Lo?
Oh, Carrie, I'm going to hell. You know that?
I mean, there's so many things I have to process. First of all, I'm so relieved. Second of all, I mean, I hate to say I'm a tiny bit disappointed because you were bloody amazing, but does that mean I didn't just speak to the real J-Lo?
Thank you, Carrie. No.
When you said to her that I was the real J-Lo, I was going to physically restrain you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you sound so much like her. You are amazing.
You know, thank you. I had a practice. We rehearsed the voices and tones, and because I do a lot of interviews, not as J-Lo, but as her official double, and I'm known all over the world for impersonating Jennifer Lopez because I sing and I dance like J-Lo. I mean, I try.
Connie, I've just handed Carrie photos of you and J-Lo,
oh
and you are
God.
Literally the spitting you image are. Of J-Lo.
Thank you so much for making my day and breaking my day all
I
at the same
you,
time.
I love you, Carrie.
At Connie Pena, if you want to see the I say I'm the Aussie J-Lo, clearly nothing like the J-Lo. If you actually want to see a very, very similar looking J-Lo, check Connie out. Connie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tommy. Thanks, Production Animal. Thank you guys so much for this. I appreciate it, and I hope to be with you guys soon in Australia.
Great.
Good on you, Connie. We can't wait to see you soon. Thank you.
Still didn't get it.
Still didn't get it?
Well, for a little bit. I thought, do you know what I actually thought?
Mm.
That J-Lo was in on the joke. So J-Lo was like chatting you up and winking at you because you had briefed her that you were going to ask about the no-go zone. That's what I thought for the first little part of talking to Pena.
Connie Pena. Because.
And then I realised, no, I didn't speak to J-Lo.
So it's been nearly a week now since you've done this interview and you've said on multiple times, you said you saw J-Lo on TV the other day and you got a little bit of butterflies because you were like, oh, we just interviewed her. And then you had to remind yourself, no, you didn't. Do you think in like a month's time you're just going to think that you interviewed J-Lo?
I reckon my brain's, you know how it does that with your memories? It reframes them.
Yes, paints over them.
It does paint over them. Yeah. Can you promise me at some time doing this show together, before we finish up, whenever that is in the future, that you get me an interview with J-Lo?
So, do you want the good news or the bad news?
I can't do any more of this dumb shit.
What do you mean?
Mate, a prank within a prank is too much.
It's not a prank within a prank. Do you want to get...
Do not say you've got J-Lo because I know you don't. Don't annoy me. I've been drawn up.
Do you want to get producer Annabelle in, Jesse? Annabelle's coming in. Obviously, we thought it'd be funny to pretend we're going to interview J-Lo, and then it was Connie Pena, a J-Lo impersonator.
Yeah.
But the good news is Belle in there with you, Jesse?
Yeah, she's just walked in.
Yeah. Belle, do you want to tell Carrie the good news?
The good news is... I didn't realise you were telling Tommy.
Oh, are we not?
What are you not telling me?
We've had an offer for J-Lo, but it's in 2 months' time. Would you like to interview Jennifer Lopez?
Nah, I'm done.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. Same, same, but backwards coming up a little bit later on.
Hey, coming up, it's been a while since we have spoken about my family's bathroom habits.
Oh, the bog, the Bickmore.
It's all been all of about 24 hours since
Which
we last spoke.
Which means we are well due for an update. The updates are almost as regular as the bog use.
Well, the youngest member of our family, oh, my God, she's getting in on the family.
No.
Yeah, the family tradition.
No, yes. Reverse gangrene.
We'll talk about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's do this.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When was that? When did that happen? Yep, we took When Was That Wednesday out of the title so we can do it on Friday.
Is this you today?
No.
Oh.
Because it's not.
But normally we bring something from our lives.
Yes, and then you force the other person to say, when was that? Even though you've told us exactly when it was.
It's not When Was That Wednesday anymore, so you know, I'm not going to force you to say that anymore.
So that's why I'm going to force you to say, is that a pick from the past? Because we got a message here. Hi, Carrie and Tommy. I just want to flick Carrie a PM to say how moved I was watching her segment on Play School. Carrie, you read a book called Family Forest, and not only was it a beautiful, well-written book, but you presented it in such a caring and nurturing way.
Aww.
My two-year-old and I were captivated, and I found myself with tears in my eyes when you showed that being a stepmom doesn't mean you are mean or scary. I'm a stepmom of 12 years to a teenage girl. My three daughters adore their half-sister. They are just starting to really understand what it all means. And it's a hard one to navigate, so I will be ordering this book. Thank you again for making my morning so special. Kind regards, Marnie. I pause in because I was like, I don't know if you should say the person's name, but she just said lovely things, so I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Oh, that's really sweet.
It's so lovely. And
because I grew up in a step family.
Yes.
So I know that family isn't defined by blood. So when they asked me what book I'd want to read and they gave me that as an option, I thought, I wished when I was growing up that I had a book like that, because when you go to school and everyone's family looked one way and your family looked a different way, you think there's something different about you, and you realise that different is bloody brilliant, because now I have all these nieces, and I myself now I'm raising my family as a non-traditional family. And more and more and more families out there don't fit the olden day mold of mum, dad and two kids.
Well, obviously, this was a great message for us to get. And thank you, Marnie, for getting in touch.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks,
Marnie. But because
Marnie.
I have a picture here, and this is you, I'm presuming on just when was that?
That's a pic from the past, mate.
Is it?
When was that? That was, I don't know, maybe like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Would it have been?
And that's you and...
That's me reading a book on Play School.
Mm.
That book.
Yes, and I think we've got a bit of it here.
Hello, my name's Carrie. Today we're going to read the story Family Forest. Jemima's going to read with us as well. Aren't you, Jemima? People often ask, who's in my family? I have two sisters, Eliza and Harriet. Do you have sisters? Eliza is my half-sister. Half-sister. No, she has a right leg and a right arm too.
It's so great. Can we hear a bit more?
No, I don't think we need to hear
Yeah, just give us a little bit more.
No. It's not so tricky. While some kids have a family tree, we have a family forest. That's the end of the story. Did you enjoy that, Jemima? Families come in all shapes and sizes. I have a step family. I have a mum and a dad and a stepdad and two stepsisters. What does your family look like?
How does it compare working with me as opposed to working with Jemima?
I mean, Jemima's a lot more compliant.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because as you know, I get people coming up to me in the street every day and talking to me about our radio show.
I feel like I don't think this is going to end well.
What do you mean? That's what they say to me.
They usually then have a follow-up.
Question.
I hate.
What do you mean? No. What? Do you think I get people come up to me every day telling me they hate things about
Segments.
Our show?
I feel like people are so vocal with you about bits they like and don't like about the show.
Just stuff they like.
You only get good feedback.
Even majority,
yes. Oh, guys, this is good, isn't it?
Yes, and if you do have bad feedback, keep it to yourself. They're always, at the moment, coming up, they're saying, what about that segment? And what segment do you think I'm talking about? They want to hear it again. They haven't heard it in ages.
Cat Chat.
It's not Cat Chat. My niece's, that's still my niece's favourite segment. But no, they're talking about this segment.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
The groundbreaking segment where I would play you barks of a dog and we had to guess what type of dog it was.
And, we're terrible at it.
We're so bad. And we ran out of dogs, right? And then I thought...
That is limiting to the game,
yes,
isn't it?
And I thought I wanted to branch out. So we did do a cat version.
Yeah.
And then I thought I wanted to branch out even more, but I didn't want it to get obscure or weird. I just wanted a fun one that everyone...
Yeah, because dogs and cats are so relatable, you know.
And people always know a tabby, a jaguar, you know, people always know tiger, lion, I get it. And so I came up with this.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 penguin.
So Jesse has a bunch of penguin noises and we are going to have to guess what type of penguin...
I think I only know two.
Well, keep them under your hat just now, mate.
How many penguins types are there?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I
this is your thing you created.
But I just said to Jezelenko, I just said, let's play, and then he's got to find the penguin noises. So I don't even know how many we've got. Jesse has a bunch of buttons in front of him, and I'm assuming you have the answers too, Jesse.
I do.
Thank God for that.
He just got them off the top of his head.
Yeah, I know my penguins very well, guys. Are you ready for penguin number one?
Okay. Mm. I mean, that's the comedy penguin. That's funny.
That is my 82 Corolla conking out when I tried to start it. Give us it one more time, please.
Yeah, you do need to put a beat under that. Jess is making the range of hand motions.
I feel like...
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you mean? Don't you remember when
you only
saw...
I've only got the two.
I reckon emperor.
Oh, see, I was going to say emperor, but I thought emperor.
Thank you.
I thought emperor was like deep and big.
Well, guess what, Bickers?
And now I've only got one left that I know.
Is it going to be fairy?
A fairy.
A full-grown, like a little fairy penguin's called anything else? Like full-grown fairy penguins are still quite small, aren't they?
I thought so.
Yes.
I didn't think they ever got really fully grown.
Are the babies called anything else? Are they pups or something? Or?
I don't know, mate.
Okay. Jesse, the next penguin.
Oh. It's a seagull, isn't it?
God, it's got asthma. Here it is. I feel like...
I don't know any others other than fairy, and I'm sure I heard the fairy penguins at Phillip Island, and they were quieter and smaller.
I reckon they're the ones that you... Oh, although Jesse's giving you a hand, like maybe that is a fairy penguin. Jeez.
I mean, I didn't hear them very well. I was only front row VIP seating. I couldn't hear them that well.
You didn't say you were VIP. You said you were VVIP.
Still didn't hear them very well.
Didn't you?
No, what do you think that is?
I reckon you should lock in something and I'll lock in something.
Fairy penguin.
Okay, I reckon you're wrong. I reckon it's a king penguin.
It's a fairy penguin.
Good work, Bickers.
I'm now out. The rest of them are yours.
No, you've got to play.
But I don't know any other penguin names.
It's not stopping me having a go.
I mean, we've got time for one more, I reckon. I think you guys will know this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we've worked out is here is there's only two penguins that anyone knows. It's a fairy and an emperor.
What do you
and
mean?
Then me. That was me.
That's a classic. That's a gold Logie penguin.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Friday afternoon. All thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half price sale is now on.
This is amazing. There are 450 stores nationally, so there's always going to be one near you. But if it happens to be too inconvenient, there is also free shipping on any order over $50. And when there's half price vitamins and half price cosmetics, means you can get heaps of stuff
get
sent
a bit of
to
both.
You for free.
Get some Sally Hansen.
Yes.
If you're coming into winter and you're thinking, I wouldn't still like to look a bit bronzy.
Yes.
Put a bit of Sally Hansen on your legs.
Exactly.
A bit of Maybelline.
Do it.
It's all there. Hey, coming up, something shocking is happening on TikTok.
What do you mean?
And as the TikTok ambassador of our team, it is my duty to bring it to you.
Is it another stupid dance?
No, it's okay. Shocking.
Oh, sorry. A shocking dance. Coming up.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive when yet.
Okay.
I've lost score because I'm just playing for fun.
Oh, yeah.
It is 8-5 to the Bickmore.
Oh, well, if you're just for fun, let's flip those scores.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Song number one.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Bickers.
Lady Marmalade, Christina Aguilera.
You get one person out of that?
Pussycat Dolls. I mean...
mate, stop. I'm going to take the point away from you.
Hey, do you really get...
Isn't that Christina Aguilera?
There's four people.
Because you can name them all.
Can I get it for the steal?
Maya?
Yeah, no, Maya is in there, but I've already given
do
it
I
a point.
Do I have to list all of them?
Why?
Because you don't have to list featured artists.
Are they featured or was it like if it was...
It's not. It's all of their names.
Is it?
Yes, it's not on an album. It's from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack.
Oh, good.
I mean, you know a lot about this song for someone who buzzed in second.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get half a point if you can name the final two.
I should get all... everyone is up in arms here.
But he's already given it to me, so he can't undo it.
He can undo it. Why not?
I've got two of them. We'll share a point if you can name the other two.
Jesse, why can't I have the point?
Because you didn't buzz in first.
Yeah, but Carrie hasn't got the answer.
But Christina Aguilera does sing the song.
But with three other people.
Okay, what are the other artists then?
Do I get the whole point?
No, we'll share it.
You'll share a point.
So, you are so whipped.
Mate, I'm not going to give you any points.
No, you are. You're a cuck.
And you
What's
are
the other
on
two
zero
artists?
Points.
The other two
song
artists.
Song number two. No, no, he had his chance.
Pink and Lil' Kim.
Pink?
Yes.
Is she?
See? Oh, mate.
Half a point each. Okay.
Song number two.
Carrie.
Stickers.
Nelly, Hot in Here. It's getting hot.
Did you want to buzz in 3 minutes later, mate?
Name the backup dancers.
1.5 to 1/2. Song number three. Tommy.
Jenny from the Block, J-Lo. I didn't get to buzz in any of the others.
Give it to me, Jess.
Why? We did this like a week ago.
Sexy
really?
Back, Justin Timberlake.
No, Senorita.
Oh, we actually had that, didn't we?
Yeah, like a week ago. Jesse's just getting bored and recycling songs.
Oh, don't get shitty.
Mate, put in some work.
You're going to lose your half point.
Yeah, I'm going to start docking points soon. 1.5 to 1/2. Song number four.
Oh,
Tommy. Who?
Vickers. I thought by Miles.
Oh. It's called
Three
Beautiful
two,
Nightmare.
One.
And
tell me.
You want to say Sweet Dreams?
Oh, he's back in the game now.
This is a beautiful nightmare, this game today.
Hey, just for fun. Remember when we said that?
Oh, it's before you got all shitty.
Mate, just saying, Christina Aguilera is not even the main singer in that song.
Who is the main singer in that song?
Give it to Pink. Pink, I reckon.
Christina Aguilera has an amazing voice, though.
Ask Eli.
Eli, why are you shying away from that question? Yes.
Pink and Christina Aguilera actually had a massive fight when they were producing that song.
They had a massive fight when they were producing that song. Anyone misunderstands fun facts.
All right, it is 1.5
Jesse
each.
Looks so absolutely just smashed, doesn't he? Yeah, look at his poor face.
I know.
You've
I
really
can't
put
wait
him
for
through
this
the
to
ringer.
Be over.
Yeah, I bet you can't.
This game.
The final song, it is a tie for the win.
Carrie.
Because.
Dance Monkey Tones and I.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, oh, oh.
Gave her a fair bit extra after she said her name buzzed in there, Jesse.
What's the score?
Did
Have
you
we
want
got
to field
to
any more complaints before
this
we're
is
done?
Over.
Is it? Do I get a chance to level it up?
I don't think so.
Do you know what tiebreaker means?
No, clearly not.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know in TikTok, you know, the old days of TikTok when it was fun little dance videos and guys on, you know, skateboards drinking cranberry juice.
And you were on it?
And I was on it.
Yes, I remember. You're my main entrance into the TikTok world.
Yeah, well, because I wanted to do another TikTok.
Yes,
and then I
couldn't get
TikTok.
Enough staff together to pull it off.
No, but then I opened it and I've seen the trend that's now happening on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't do this
What is it? What is it?
It's not a good trend.
Maybe I could do it.
It's where, okay, you will have heard the song that's going around. If you've heard open, like next to people as they open their phone, this is the song that everyone's using at the moment. Always remember me. Mia Overington.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Why are you looking confused?
Because for the very first bar, I thought it sounded like ABBA.
Probably. I don't know. Is Mia new or old? I don't actually know Mia Overington.
Okay, great.
Anyway, that song there, Always Remember Me,
yes.
is accompanying at the moment photos of women with captions that say things like, to the guy I randomly hooked up with on a flight back from Mexico 3 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And then zooms in to a baby
oh.
and they reveal to these people that this is their son. To these men all over that they had one-night stands with, here is the product of our one-night stand.
Wow.
There's another one. To the guy Luke I met in Greece in 2019, thanks for the gift. And then just a photo of her baby.
It's a long way to go for some content, isn't it?
To the boy Imagine I met at a football game who now has me blocked on everything because of his girlfriend, we have a son.
Oh,
But
wow.
with that chirpy little song underneath.
Thank
Always
you.
Remember me. But it's so bad. So now not only are these poor kids, these kids are going to, the way the world found out about them was on TikTok.
Yeah, but I don't reckon they know.
No, but they will in years to come when they were that viral video.
But maybe they'll get to repost it, get a bit of traction online, kickstart their own TikTok career.
But also now there's all these girlfriends around that are learning via TikTok that their partner hooked up with this girl and got her pregnant all those years ago.
I thought you were going to say people have started doing this to try and get become, because you know when there's a new trend and everyone's like, let's do the new trend.
No.
Yeah, sure.
That's a long game too. Yeah. No, so some of them have been revealed as pranks. So some of them are just funny ways of stressing a guy out to make them think that they fathered a child they didn't.
Imagine
but
hearing.
Others are genuine and they don't know how to get in touch with the guy, so they think TikTok's their best avenue.
The boss of this very radio show just pointed at me like, we'll
oh my God, this
we'll
is
prank
amazing.
Tommy.
Don't
one
prank
of,
him.
One of the good parts about
we'll just
pranks
get girls
is
to go on TikTok.
Him. No, mate, no, no.
Add this
no,
song,
no.
girls, if you're working no. out. What song do I need to put no. in the background? This is the song. And then just tell us the moment with Tommy and show us your bubba. Well, you'd be a good dad. Oh. You have your hands full, though. We have a few of them.
This feels unfair.
No, I don't
Carrie
like
doesn't
it.
Have
I'm
the most
it.
Kids on this show anymore.
No, imagine that. A real turn of events. So when they like sales goes out and says, you can buy ad space in the Carrie and Tommy show because Tommy's the single young guy and Carrie's got kids. So she's like, yeah. And it flips. Now we've got Tommy who's got 20 children. So he really knows the mum, dad,
why
market.
Are we getting so many offers to have minivan sponsorships on the show?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home for your Friday afternoon.
Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set. Skechers! It's Carrie and Tommy's Skechers Talk.
This is fun. We are doing our sketchathon next week. It's like a running race, but you've got to draw a picture while you run, like a Pictionary relay.
Yes, a sketchathon.
Yes, yes. A sketchathon. You've got to get your team together. You've got to guess what each person is drawing. And if you correctly guess, $5,000 cash is all yours thanks to Skechers.
This is so easy. And it's important to know that obviously there are some great artists out there, but you don't have to be a good artist to enter at all. All you need to do is send us your best or worst sketch of either Carrie or I or the two of us to carrieandtommy.com.au because...
Yes, and this all started because I went through a sketching phase where I started just sketching famous people during the songs.
I remember.
And then you went through a phase where you'd present those sketches to the people,
like
which was rather humiliating, like when he gave Troye Sivan his...
We also have a present. This is from Carrie as well.
Okay, so it's a fan drawing of like a very muscly, chiseled version of me, I think.
Yeah.
And okay, I went through a sketching phase.
I love this.
Oh my god.
I'm a little bit cross-eyed and I'm obsessed.
This is so embarrassing.
I don't think that one was embarrassing compared to...
It was. I mean, he looked... I thought it was a pretty good version of him.
You always do, yes.
Yes.
Remember, and Troye, he was quite...
I'm a good drawer,
he was
mate.
Quite complimentary. Remember when you... Remember when you drew Jason Derulo and you were too nervous to show him?
Yeah,
and
because then, it was a terrible drawing.
Yeah, and then we did.
Are you ready for your caricature?
I don't know, man. I'm scared. Freddy Krueger was
okay. Oh.
Let it rip.
Okay. I should be happy. I'm proud.
Oh, no, you did not do that to your boy. You did not do that to your boy.
Where do we start? What's the major problem?
I mean, the biggest problem, I mean, is how big I am.
I'm still learning scale.
I know I gained a couple pounds during quarantine, but damn. What are you trying to say, Carrie?
I have been set
up
here. We bring you those examples to point out you do not have to be a good sketcher. You just have to sketch. Send in your drawings of Tommy or myself to at Carrie Tom. What is it?
CarrieandTommy.com.au. $5,000 could be yours. Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, members only offers, and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Friday afternoon, and it has been a very big week.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Been a big week. Big week.
Would you ever start that segment then and go, it's been a bit of a nothing week?
I have said we've had some average weeks, yeah.
Have you said that on air?
Yes.
Or just off air?
No, on air.
Didn't you say last week you had a pretty average week?
Yeah.
No, last week we conquered the black hole.
No, Tommy had an average week.
Mm. You conquered the black hole.
Yeah, you were there with me. In spirit. Yeah. No, you did it too. In spirit. Anyway, tell me about your week. What was your highlight? Wrapped or raw?
I'm both wrapped and raw because I was wrapped because I finally entered the food inventing world.
Oh, you did.
You're a bit raw because you just took a sip of a coffee that was too hot. Yeah. And now you've actually burnt your mouth, literally, or just in spirit did you burn your mouth? But then I was a bit raw because I may have taken my celebration. It may have got to my head a little bit, and I may have annoyed my co-host, who is famously insufferable, a bit too much. I'm talking about, of course, when I invented nacho lasagna, a combination of nachos and lasagna, which I brought in for you to try.
That there.
Yes.
Is one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten.
Yeah, great.
Woo! That's so yum.
Tommy Hayes back, guys. So I must admit, You've outdone yourself. Do you know I'm finding it hard to chat to you about this?
Why?
Because you're not on my level.
What do you mean?
Like I'm inventing things
in
the kitchen.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. But you know, us food people, we need to chat to other food people. So like I need to chat to other food inventors.
I tell you it's amazing and I'm still not accepted.
But when I go to restaurants, no, you're accepted. You absolutely accepted. But like as a patron. You know what I mean? Like when you go to restaurants and you say the chef's amazing, you look up to them.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm doing
Well, how about you want to chat to more of your food people?
No.
You go chat to them.
I was joking.
I'm going to go grab a coffee and I'll be back when you finish chatting.
Can you make us a coffee, please?
Yeah, I will. And I'll bow out of your chat that you're doing food wankers like you.
Yes.
I ended up staying for the chat. Mm. It was quite fun, actually.
I know, but I didn't get a coffee. Jesse, how are you feeling?
It's interesting that you mention your nacho zanya, mate, because I was actually extremely raw about that. Stoked for your invention, but I was so raw because never have I picked a more perfect piece of music to back you up in a break, and you are having none of it.
Smells good.
That is nacho zanya.
Nacho zanya.
Yeah. So I hit the... Oh, geez, we've got to wait a bit for this. Worth it. Jess, were you very proud of that?
Mate, that comes in straight away. You just weren't listening, that's all.
Okay, let's try again. That right there, biggest. No, not. Hang on, third time's a charm. That right there, that is nacho zanya. Nacho. Now, remove the first two attempts for the podcast and it'll sound great. Oh, you know what I thought? We can change that song for when you launch exactly the same dish, but you want to call it Lachos. That can be Lacho Man.
Hey, I am wrapped this week. Hiya. Because last week I conquered my fears.
Yes.
I conquered the black hole. I have a fear of heights. I climbed a ladder. It was an extraordinary week. Yes. And you tried to bring me down on Monday.
Oh.
You tried to tell me I wasn't an inspiration. Oh. But the people spoke. Josh, help me out here. Was it okay for Tommy to laugh at me during my darkest hour?
I'm not helping you at all. No, I think Tommy's well within his rights when you're two school rulers up off the ground to go, you're not an inspiration, and it's a little bit of a giggle, to be perfectly honest.
Sherry, surely you're in my corner on this one.
I'm so sorry, Carrie, but Selberg is an outdoor instructor. Selberg is kids. With little kids, the idea is to joke and make laugh and, you know, be joking and funny and about it. So you weren't actually too far off the mark.
But I'm not a little kid, Sherry. I'm a grown woman.
Yeah, but...
You were also about a little kid height off the ground. It was perfect.
Cassie, do you think it's fair to laugh at someone when they're in the depths of despair?
Oh, mate.
No.
Oh, are you on my side, Cassie?
Look, as somebody literally who cannot... just walk upstairs without an irrational fear, she is an inspiration.
You can't walk upstairs, Cassie. That's ridiculous.
Why don't you change my side, Kerry?
I love
our callers.
Bit more turn.
Well, stairs is a bit ridiculous. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half-price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.